Walter Payton High School is often named as the best high school in Chicago, the state, and even the nation. It was created in part to comply with a court order that called for Chicago Public Schools to integrate as many schools as possible. But a decade after that court order was lifted, the school has been grappling with a number of disturbing racial incidents as its population of black students decreased dramatically. The story from WBEZ's Sarah Karp.
Dear faculty,
this letter was written by a teacher at Payton last year. She sent it out to her colleagues and all students.
Today, two black students showed up at my door, and I knew what they were going to say. I knew that they had been called the N-word.
She says it wasn't the first time she's heard that.
In the 6 years I have been in the Payton community, students have made videos of themselves throwing bananas at black students in the cafeteria, changed their name to the N-word on a Kahoot in class, and recorded themselves repeatedly calling a black child the N-word at school.
A parent shared this letter with WBEZ, and the teacher has declined to say more about it. But she writes that her letter is meant to be a call to action. She writes, "How many of us understand what a black senior said to me today? That Payton does not take enough risks to protect black students. That Payton has become such an unwelcoming place for some black students is shocking. But it comes as Payton and most of the other top testing schools in Chicago have become more white and more elite. Today, only 11% of the students at Payton are black, and about 44% are white. The result is that some students walk into the school in the heart of Chicago's Near North Side and suddenly feel like they're on an island." That's how Kapano Muhammad felt when she started in 2014.
Whoa, there's a lot of white people. I had never been in a predominantly white environment like that.
Muhammad says her mother was ecstatic that she'd gotten in and insisted she attend. After all, Payton is in a pristine building and offers a long list of challenging classes and clubs. And it not only gets extra money for being a test in school, but also has parents who raise hundreds of thousands of dollars. Going into high school, Muhammad says she wanted to make friends and fit in. But by sophomore year, she says she faced racist and lewd comments. One time she says she got slapped in the back of the head and the student responded that he didn't think it would hurt because of her afro. And when she told the administration, she says she and the other students were brought into a talking circle.
It was really like a slap on the wrist for them. And because there was no actual consequences, like they didn't get detention. I don't think it went on anybody's record or anything. A lot of them go to Ivies and like go to really elite schools and just continue their life.
Muhammad transferred out of the school her sophomore year. She says she felt relieved. Payton's principal, Tim Devine, says he's well aware of the concerns brought up by the teacher and by Muhammad. He says he does what he can.
We absolutely, unconditionally address the issue to the fullest extent that the Board of Education will allow through the Student Code of Conduct. Oftentimes there's discipline, significant discipline, but there's also significant restorative practice.
Restorative practices means things like talking circles where victims explain the harm done to them. But press, Devine admits sometimes he wishes he was able to do more.
For a school system as dynamic and diverse as ours, the Student Code of Conduct does not authorize principals and other administrators to truly engage in the level of discipline that is necessary, whether it's detentions or suspensions or expulsions.
Mostly, he says he's focused on doing everything he can to get students to be accepting and kind. He admits it can be a challenge.
So, citywide schools such as Payton, we're taking students who have primarily grown up their entirety of their lives in homogenized space. And then they come freshman year into this magic place that is Payton, and we really try to prioritize that shift and what that shift of heart and mind would mean for that child.
Devine says they start talking to freshmen about identity and values the summer before they start, and they continue these discussions in homeroom and in classes. He also tries to hire teachers of color and ones that can prove they know how to deal with these difficult issues. This year, the school is offering a seminar on interrogating whiteness led by four white teachers. It's important to remember, though, that Payton was not always as it is today. In the beginning, it was roughly a third white, a third Latino, and a third black. About 7% of the students were Asian. Sam Dyson was one of the founding teachers. He says when it opened in 2000, there was a lot of hope around it. Being named after the deeply loved football player Walter Payton sent a message.
Reflecting the value and life and reverence Polk's had for Walter Payton himself, but also reflecting the possibility of something new and different.
The neighborhood was also different than it is today. Back then, the Caprini Green housing projects were still standing. Payton, being new, didn't have a reputation. So the parents who sent their children there were taking a bit of a risk.
Families who wanted a different kind of experience, and a big part of that was the sense that we were creating a community out of a city, that people were coming from all over, and that there was going to be diversity as a core value.
Principal Devine says that diversity is still a core value, and there's still kids from all over the city. But he admits that something has been lost with fewer Black students. It's not just that the Black students don't have much of a community. It's more that so few Black students get what Payton offers, a world-class education. Sarah Karp, WBZ News.